ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
The word joy is actually synonymous with celebration, which means a show of delight, which means exuberance, which means appreciation, which means gladness. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I celebrate you. You know, a lot of the time, it's when it happens that people do celebration and all that. I mean, I've said it when my grandmother was alive. When you say, grandma, there is good news, she has not heard about the good news. She will adjust her wrapper. She will jiggle. She can dance for 5 minutes. So it's after 5 minutes. What is the good news? She will dance again. Oluwa oshe, oluwa oshe. So it's not because something is in place. It's an attitude. It's a posture. For us as believers in Christ, especially those of us in our own country at this time, there is need for us to show joy over this nation. I saw the minister's list, and my spirit sank. But I said, I don't have any other country. Lord, whatever it is, if you can use the camel, if you can use anything, use this man. Drive away foolishness out of whoever wants to play foolishness at this time. I don't know if you have noticed. Even in our houses now, there is no opposition anymore. There's no opposition party. It's not healthy. But we need to be joyful. At least these are people we have for this time. Let's be joyful so that our joy can breed new leaders. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We can talk from now till tomorrow about our nation. But hey, the joy of the Lord is what is going to help us resolve the issues in our hands. Praise the Lord. Psalm 5, verse 12. Psalm 5, verse 12. Psalm 5, verse 12. Verse 12, please. Psalm 5, verse 12. I want us to read it together. I don't want to quote it. 1, 2, 3, go. Are we there? For surely, so with joy, because that same word is the same word, that same word favor is the same word where you have charisma or merited favor. So with joy you will surround him as what? A shield. So sadness of heart should consistently be driven away from you and I. Because why? With joy. With joy. With joy. There are enough things that can make us become discouraged, but we snap out of it and say, Lord, joy unspeakable that is full of glory. If we look at the scripture, we will see that joy, the spirit of joy, is expressed in Genesis 31:27. Genesis 31:27, the Bible talks about something that is very important. If you can be fast with me this morning, I will read quite a whole lot. Genesis 31, 27. He said, why did you flee? This is Laban and Jacob transaction. So Jacob had to run away. But when Laban caught up with Jacob, he mentioned this. He said, why did you flee away secretly and steal away from me and not tell me? I want us to focus on this. He said, for I might have sent you away with what? Joy and songs, with timbrel and harp. So joy has to do with celebration. It's a spirit, it's expressed. When someone is going, you celebrate that person by sending them forth. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 47, the Bible talks about if we will not serve God in our heart. It said, but you did not serve the Lord your God with what? Joy. So serving God must be with what? Joy. With gladness of heart for the abundance of everything. Human beings, all of us, we have the tendency to complain when certain things are not working. Why not be joyful for the things that has worked? And we walk. And your joy, when you draw on that frequency, the things that are not working at the moment, we begin to walk. Because why? There is a posture of joy. 1 Samuel 18, verse 6. 1 Samuel 18, verse 6. He said, now it happened as they were coming home when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women had come out all the cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet King Saul, with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments. So when we worship with all those things, it's an expression of our exuberances before the Lord. We are delightful for the victory. We are delightful for the great and wonderful things that he has done. 1 Kings chapter 1 verse 40. 1 Kings chapter 1 verse 40. It said, and all the people went up after him, and the people played the flute and rejoiced with what? With what? So that their hearts seemed to split with their sound. Can you get us this same verse in NLT if you have it? NLT. He said, and all the people followed Solomon into Jerusalem, playing flute and shouting for what? Shouting for what? And he said, the celebration was so what? And what? That what? 1 Chronicles 15, 16. I know that scripture now, 1 Kings 1:40, should defy some of our theology. Let all be silenced before the Lord, the maker of the heaven and earth, and everybody's just powerless at that. And then you flip it. So a few hours later, and Olamide is playing, and the whole place is chaotic. You are looking at me. For you to know Olamide, it means you listen to him. He said, and David spoke to the leaders of the Levites to do what? To appoint their brethren to be what? And then the singers accompanied with what? I don't know if you have noticed. If this morning you are just here. And we are sitting. You are not even. What kind of service are we creating? Joyful. Shout of joy. And the Bible says, ah, hey, brethren, full orchestra. He said, instrument of music. Instruments of music. Stringed instrument. Harps. Cymbals. That itself is noise, like we read, for for. But that's not just it. He said, raising the voice with what? Let me say this. You can sing for joy. Psalm 5 verse 11. You can, because the Bible commands it. It means you can sing your way out of any problem. He said, but let us those who rejoice put their trust in you. Let them ever do what? Because of what? You defend them. Let those who love your name be what? Psalm 27 verse 6. You can sing for joy. He said, now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies and all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy. So joy is a sacrifice because situations are confronting your face. Boy, hey, you made a decision. He said, I will sing. You know what Job said in Job 35:10? He said, no one asked me, hey, what is the secret? He said, I have the Lord God my maker who gives me a song in the night. So, he's saying here that I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. So, you can sing for joy. And hey, in case you don't know, God is referenced in all the scriptures as the joy of the whole heart. The joy of the whole heart. Psalm 48 verse 2. The joy of the whole heart. Psalm 48. It said, God is beautiful in elevation. The joy of the whole heart. The joy of the whole heart. That's the reference that God has to his name. In Lamentation chapter 2 verse 15. Talking about God as the joy of the whole heart. He said, all who pass by. Do what? Do what? And then shake the heads and shake their heads at the daughter of Jerusalem. Is this the city that is called the city of perfection, the joy of the whole heart? In other words, when we don't take that posture, everyone who passed by, they say, oh my shield. Look at them. Oh my shield. But hey, when we take that posture, God is the joy of the whole heart. We can shout for joy. We can sing our way out of issues of life. And of course, in closing today, joy, there is joy in our salvation story. Matthew chapter 2, verse 10. Joy in our salvation story. Matthew chapter 2. It said, when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with what? They rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. It's not just joy. It's great joy. It's not just great joy. It's exceedingly great joy. And Luke chapter 15 verse 10, the Bible talks about the posture of heaven. When someone gets saved, when someone receives Jesus, he said, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. And life in God's family is premised on joy. Romans 14, 17. Life in God's family. So as we go through this month, hey, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Be joyful in all things. My next message is from James 1. He said, count it all joy. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. That's next week Sunday's message. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. In other words, don't take heart to it. When situations hit, when the storms of life hit, he said, for the kingdom of God is not in eating and drinking, but what? But what? But what? Can we read one more time this morning, three times? One, two, three, go. One more time. The last time this morning with a shout of victory for the kingdom of God. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I say joy in the morning, can you be on our feet? Joy in the Holy Ghost. Just do it for the next 60 seconds. Give him praise. This is a good month for you and I. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Not money of heart. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Legabosotore. We shout for joy this morning. We shout a shout of victory this morning. Yes, Lord. This is the kingdom. This is the lifestyle of you and I in this kingdom. The world may say, oh, why are they joyful? What is it to be joyful about? No. We are joyful because he has given us joy. And this joy that he has given us, no one can take it away. No situation of life can take it away. He has given you joy in your life. He has given you joy in your family. He has given you joy in your business. He has given you joy in your career path. He has given you joy in your academy. Nothing takes that joy away from you. Give him praise. Give him glory this morning. He said, joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. When we express that joy, it brings miracles. When we express that joy, it brings deliverance. When we express that joy, it enforces our victory. Joy, 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 joy. This joy that I have with God, in God, no one can take it away from me. Father, we bless your name this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you worship. Hallelujah. Please come, come, come.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,